There are a lot of different emotions that go through a person's mind when they're told they have cancer. And this is a theory that there's no sort of set way that the emotions affect you. I suppose one utter shock was the first one. This can't be happening to me. It was a real devastation, basically. It was completely devastated. And the horrible thought, I had three young children. Your immediate thought is you're not going to see them grow up.
Mm.
And at that stage, they were 7, 9, and 12. And that, I think that was one of the first things I thought of, you know. And I also, too, I was very angry.
Mm.
That that's, why did this happen to me?
Mm.
I mean, now I realise that why not? Mm. It happens to one in three, so why not me? And I was in shock. I was in total shock for quite a long time. Like, I mean, I actually went for the results of the biopsy, not even thinking for one minute that there was anything seriously wrong with me.
Mm.
So I had driven myself, and I was by myself.
Had you had a strong faith before, and was it something that sustained you, or did you get very angry?
I was angry. I was very angry. I mean, I felt that, like, why should this happen to me, and what have I done to God to deserve something like this? But these are all kind of things that happen to you, and you get through them. And the first time around, I had a lot of trouble with my veins, and they couldn't find a vein to give me treatment. And I remember having been in the hospital and somebody brought me in a Padre Pio glove. And I was every week I went for treatment, and every week it was about an hour and a half before they could get a vein to hold to give me the treatment. And the last day I went in, I started to pray to Padre Pio, please, please, please let them find a vein so that it's my last treatment and get through this without having to go through this hour and a half. And it didn't happen. So I got very angry with Padre Pio, which as soon as I was well enough, I had to go back to one of the healing sessions and apologise to Padre Pio for being so bad. And ever since, I have great faith in Padre Pio. Yes. But I knew he had other ways of helping me, and that wasn't the one I needed to be cured. But it relapsed again 2 years later, and that was even more difficult again, as from the point of view of God. Like, I did this once, don't ask me to do it again. Sure. But during the second time round, when my daughter was actually, was a confirmation, she was 12.
Yeah.
And I was in hospital the week before her confirmation. And I was allowed to leave hospital on the morning of her confirmation to go to it. But was too ill to actually sit with her. And I sat at the back of the church, but what she didn't know was I had to leave the church. And I don't think that to this day she knows.
Mm.
And that's 25 years ago.
Yeah.
That I couldn't actually stay for the ceremony. I was too sick. And I was back in hospital that night.
So you must have been really disappointed from that.
It was a horrible feeling, you know, because she was my youngest. And not to be able to take part in something so important as a confirmation. That I was very, very sad that day. Something I'll never forget.
Mm-mm.
But I remained strong faith-wise. I imagine that I was angry, but I think you get over that and you realise that it's no good to be angry with God. It's not his fault that happened. These things happen to people, and it happened to me.
Yeah.
But I mean, he did cure me. So from that point of view, I mean, I did get to see my children grow up. I did get to see my grandchildren. I have five beautiful grandchildren now, and three daughters married with, as I said, five lovely grandchildren. So he did that for me. So that is how he helped me.
Mm.
He cured me.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm here to talk about it to other people.
Well, that was what the next point I was going to bring up. I mean, you have, since that, you have gone on and you've been organised, you've been involved in setting up an organisation to help other people.
Yes, I was involved in setting up Lymphoma Support Ireland, which is it's a support patient support group for newly diagnosed patients with lymphoma. And I found out about it through the Irish Cancer Society, which is a national charity for cancer in Ireland. And they actually were, they held an information day on lymphoma, and I attended it, and they were responsible for helping us set up, and they look after us. They do a lot of work. They do a lot of, give us a lot of funds. They help us organise meetings. We hold all our meetings in their premises, and they help us every way they can.
And of course, Daffodil Day is coming up now as well, so people are going to be seeing the daffodils for sale. Why should they buy them? What exactly do Daffodil or the Irish Cancer Society do?
Well, Daffodil Day, first of all, is the 7th of March, and I would urge everybody to be as generous as they possibly can, as it's the main fundraising event for the Irish Cancer Society, who not only fund a lot of research into cures for treatment, but they also run counselling service for people, a free counselling service for people who've been diagnosed with cancer, which I think is a wonderful thing. They also have patient care. They have liaison nurses in the hospitals who are specially trained, and their courses are paid for by the Irish Cancer Society. And those liaison nurses are there to help patients from the time they're diagnosed right through all of their treatment and their aftercare. And there's nothing, when you're having treatment for cancer, to have a nurse who knows the treatment you're having and knows what you're going through emotionally as well as physically is a tremendous help. And if you've got a problem and you're at home, you can phone these liaison nurses. They are a wonderful, wonderful group of nurses. And they also have a night nursing service for the terminally ill who want to die at home. They come in and they take over at night, completely, to give the family a rest, and they look after the patient in their homes.
Yeah.
Volunteers are needed everywhere.
Yeah.
Last year they raised 3.8 million, and this year they want to raise more because more is needed. Such a lot of research is going on, they need to put more money into research
Yeah.
and into their services.